The world.
You look so pretty today, Michelle.
No, you look so pretty today.
You look so pretty.
You look pretty.
I like your glasses,
I like
Michelle.
Your glasses.
I like your lipstick.
I like your lipstick.
Michelle, you're so pretty.
I know.
Ooh, nice. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
It's 6 p.m. for, well, 6:05.
We needed
a minute before the show for personal reasons that you guys wouldn't understand.
None of your business anyway.
That's right. But we're good now.
I'm fine. I'm great, in fact.
This is Shut Up Weirdo.
We missed you guys last week. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did not, actually.
Why?
I had to go to the emergency room for an eye situation.
That's no fun.
Now I have to wear these glasses, and I feel like such a nerd.
You don't look like a nerd.
Yes, I do.
Not a super nerd.
Michelle and I took a selfie of us. Ooh, should I post it?
Mm-hmm.
The last selfie was very popular, I must say. We took a selfie of us with our glasses, and we both put on lipstick. We're twinning.
Hard. I spent my Thanksgiving in a hot tub outside looking at a mountain.
Oh, how'd that go?
Covered in snow.
Oh, must be nice.
Eating nachos, hanging with my pals.
That sounds fun.
Which filters
should I use?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, life is hard.
While you're doing that, I'm going to announce something that's happening tonight.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's perfect. Let's do that.
Tonight, there is a 7-second delay money hunt where Ken and Andy reveal clues until one lucky listener finds hidden money in Monty Hall. It's $5 to get in, but you could potentially win like $200.
What?
I think so. I think it's a lot of money that Andy stole from his kid's college fund.
Oh, that must be nice.
Or something. So please come to Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street, and it starts at 7:30. Neither of us will be able to attend, unfortunately, but a bunch of other FMU people will be there, and I think it's going to be super fun. I wish I could go.
This picture is so funny.
Is it weird?
You look so cute, and I look
tag me.
I look like a lame-o.
We have a good topic tonight.
Do we?
You don't think so?
I guess we'll find out, right?
Stay positive, bro. Stay positive, bro.
Sorry, I'm fixing a photo over here. I got filters going on.
You're a woman. You're good at multitasking.
I am?
I think so.
Are guys bad at it?
Yeah, they're so bad at it.
I added a little warmth so that we look nicer.
Great.
Because, you know. So we have a topic tonight. What is it, Michelle?
You introduce it. I don't know if I can introduce it well.
Oh, words. What words should we bring back? Like trollop.
That you need to give it more flair.
Or scoundrel or moron. I really love that one.
But it's words or phrases. Like I like heavens to Betsy.
Oh yeah, that one's really good. I liked. And then you had a good one.
Oh,
I
love
too.
Holy Mary, Mother of God. No one says that enough.
That one's good.
They said that at the end of the Goonies when the big pirate ship starts coming out and the guy looks at it and goes, Holy Mary, Mother of God. I'm going to start saying that.
I need a piece of paper.
That. All right, I'll get you one.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. Frangry's favorite caller wins a Shut Up Weirdo t-shirt, and we're running out, and then you will never have one again.
You want me to tag you?
Yes, please.
All right, this is taking so much longer than I imagined it would.
But it's really great radio, right?
Yeah, it must be awesome listening to me tag people.
At Lady Hawkwind.
I know the name. All right, here we go. It's almost up.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's get this show on the road.
I already have 2 likes.
What?
Yep.
Okay, Frangry, we're not going to do this.
Sorry, it's so exciting. Okay, you're right. Let's move on.
Thank you.
What else? I don't have any. I have a bad vocabulary. I guess you've noticed that about me.
No, I've never noticed that about you.
Yeah, I'm not good. Like, I can't find the words I want to use. I'm not good at it. What are you doing?
Looking at this picture.
Do you like it? Are you liking it?
I don't know if I like the way I look.
What? You proved it.
Well, let's move on.
Okay. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is words we should bring back. You can join our comments community by going to wfmu.org, clicking on that little playlist link, or you can call us. Again, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Let's make this good, guys, because there is no plan B. What?
Ouch!
What?
Mr. Johnny said maybe Frangry should add warmth to herself when she takes her next personality test. Just saying.
Damn.
Ouch.
Ouch-a-rama.
Had to fix my glasses. Hi, you're on the radio. Did you do the phone, Michelle?
Mm-mm.
1 second, please. You'll be on the radio shortly. Hello.
There we go.
You're on the radio.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Ubiquitous.
Ah, well done. I like that
one. I hope
one.
We get a lot of 50 cent words, like smart ones.
Get 50 cent words?
It
that's like a...
As long as you know it.
That's what they're called.
Anyway.
They are?
I think so.
Why?
Because they're worth more than, like, penny words. I don't know.
50 cent words?
You've never heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
Okay. Ubiquitous.
Don't say words you can't pronounce or you don't know the meaning of.
Or
my motto.
Yeah. German words are very difficult for me.
You guys are awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Robin says she wants to bring back buxom. Buxom?
Buxom.
Buxom? Buxom? How do you spell it?
Buxom, right?
Is that buxom?
Yeah. It means that you have a lot of boob. You're buxom today. Jeez.
Today?
I need this to go well, because I'm just a girl who wants to have a good time on a Friday night.
I don't think it's going to go that well. We do have a full board.
All right, let's keep going.
I think it'll be one of those quick shows where
I like
nothing's
shows.
Really that great. It's just fast.
Fast.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is fine. Kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't finish that sentence. Hi, you're on the radio.
Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
Johnny Mahler.
I want to bring back the bee's knees.
Oh, that's cute. I like the bee's knees.
Yeah, I like that. Like something that's like really good. I also want to like bring a word back to its original meaning, because I feel like, you know, it had this meaning and now I feel it kind of has more of like an informal kind of derogatory way, like definition, and that'd be queer.
Mm.
Queer, you know, really means like strange or odd.
And right.
You know, like, oh, I misplaced my keys. I just had them. How queer.
Ooh, I like that one. But you want to bring it back with the original definition.
Yeah, like, oh, look at that gentleman's hat. It's so queer.
A gentleman's hat. Johnny Mulla, you're on the list with queer.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Queer. Giraffo says, Johnny Mulla is so debonair.
He is debonair.
This is a bad topic.
No, Ken.
Ooh, Robin has a good one.
What?
I love reckon.
Yeah, no one says that enough.
Mr. Johnny wants to know what I have planned for my birthday.
What do you have planned for your birthday?
Nothing.
That's nice that Mr. Johnny remembered your birthday was coming up.
My birthday is next week.
Is it next week?
Next
10 days.
Sunday.
9 days.
Next Sunday, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be 35.
Good for you.
It's kind of a, like, I feel like I won something. I've been around this long.
Good for you. Never thought I'd see 30.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah, I really just didn't.
Hmm.
But now I think I'm in it for the long haul.
It's really hard wearing lipstick.
Yeah.
Can't do a lot of the things you want to do. You know?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
My shoulder itches.
I don't know. I'm probably going to go to a bar and get drunk. Michelle said she was going to come.
I did.
Yeah, that's all. Yay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Wait. Oh, hey, Frangry.
Yeah.
We matched on Tinder.
We did?
Yeah.
When?
Maybe like a week or two ago.
Oh, that's so cute.
Then what happened?
Oh, I don't know. I never wrote a message, and Frangry never wrote me. And then,
why would I write you? I'm the lady.
What?
Why would I write you? I'm the lady.
Oh, I know, but equal rights, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
If girls write me, then I pay for dinner.
I wouldn't go to dinner on a first date, though.
Well, I didn't ask you to dinner.
Right. I know, I'm just saying that doesn't help a girl, because she probably won't want to go to dinner on a first date.
So... Does that mean we're going to go out soon?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so what...
Who is this?
Yeah, I have no idea. What word should we bring back?
I don't know. I just called to tell you about Tinder, but I kind of like, what's that?
I don't even believe him. You what? Wait, do it again, please.
I like, what's that?
No one should ever say
yes!
that again.
On the list!
No one no one should ever say that again.
People should say it forever. Ever.
That people already did say it for what felt like forever.
Oh my God, what's your name?
Ryan.
All right, Ryan, my new Tinder love. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay, thanks. If I win, you got to bring the whatever I win, what, a t-shirt or something? You have to bring it on our first Tinder date.
Yeah, okay.
Can I come on your Tinder date,
yes,
too?
Yes, Michelle's coming on the date.
Yeah, that's
threesome.
Yeah, oh boy.
I want the Tinder date to be on air next week. Thanks. See you then.
Oh, God, I'm so not going out with that guy. What a weirdo. Listen, let's just say I would never go out with someone who listens to this show. I think that's a blanket.
Are you kidding
statement.
Me?
Would you?
Yes.
I would most definitely not.
I would only go out with someone if they listened to FMU.
Well, I would only go out with someone who listened to the show and liked it because of me, not if someone who already listened to the show. Like, you'd
Why?
Go out, you'd go out with a shut-up weirdo listener?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, I would.
No way.
Why? You already know they have good taste.
But because they're weirdos.
You're a weirdo. I'm a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
Okay.
Am I?
Yes.
Look.
You surround yourself with... Ooh, let me do one.
Yeah! We're kissing paper with...
You can't surround yourself with weirdos and have a good time with weirdos and then say you're not a weirdo. That's not fair.
But I'm not as weird as the rest of the weirdos. I'm only a little bit weird. Damn, girl, you got some lips on there. Wow, you ain't messing around. Look how lopsided mine are.
Mine are giant.
At least they're symmetrical. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Turn your radio down, pal.
Hello, two words.
All right.
Rapscallion and flibbity gibbet.
What does that even mean?
Flibbity gibbet.
One more time, sorry.
Wait, what does that mean?
I believe flibbity gibbet is just someone who's got a couple loose, a young lady who's got a couple loose nuts in the head. And the rapscallion, I don't know what the proper definition of that is.
That's like a scoundrel. See you later.
Have a good one. Should I look up what rapscallion means?
Doesn't that mean scoundrel of some sort?
I love looking at the recent searches on the FMU.
What do you have?
Should I look? Ooh, that's a good topic. Let's save that.
My new roommate just searched shoes that light up in adult sizes. Shoes that light up when you walk, adult size.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. I think he wants them. Don't you want those shoes too?
No.
I love those sneakers. And the ones
that
have
cool?
The ones that have skates on them.
Is he cool?
Yeah,
I would totally
nice.
Wear the ones with the skates.
The ones with the skates seem awesome.
A rapscallion is a disreputable person.
201-209-9368.
What words should we bring back? Hi, you're on the radio.
I think we should bring back supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, but that doesn't really mean anything, does it?
I don't know if you like the sound of it. It's really quite precocious.
I like precocious.
Yeah.
No one says that anymore.
23 Skidoo.
What's that one? I like Wazza.
No, please don't do that. It's so gross.
That's the winner.
It's so gross.
My Tinder boyfriend is going to win.
Do you know when everyone used to
say... Then I'm going to have his address.
Ooh. Then we can go egg his house.
Yeah, totally. All right, have a good one, mister. Hi, you're on the radio. I'm trying to remember who Orion on Tinder was, and I can't. Wonder if he was cute. Probably not. Hi,
well,
you're on the radio.
You wouldn't have matched with him if you didn't think he was...
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everyone's going to do it. It's so horrible.
It's so good.
We should bring back Bodacious.
That's a pretty good one.
All right. I like Bodacious. All right.
Thanks for calling.
I also like Bogus.
I like right. Bogus.
That's bogus, man. Ooh, I'm going to start using that. I'm lip lining your lips.
Thank you.
And I put a match in there like a cigarette.
Thank you.
Look.
Looks great.
I'm having a good time.
Good. It's not like we're hosting a live radio show right now or anything.
I'm drawing.
201-209-9368.
Ew, look at what the outline looks like. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Steve from Staten Island.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I got two words I want to bring back.
Okay.
One of them is putz.
Putz?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one is going steady.
Ooh.
Oh, I love going steady. That's a good one.
In second grade, a boy I liked sent me a note across the classroom that said, "Do you want to go steady?"
And what did you say?
What did you say?
Yes. You have nothing in your pants.
No. That's what I should have said. His name was Frank. He was like a big beefcakey
guy. And you said yes?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend. We were going steady.
How long did you go steady with him for?
We didn't really do anything except every now and then he would send me a note across the classroom. And then one day I broke up with him on a note.
Why?
I don't remember.
Probably
I didn't like him
putz.
Anymore.
Yeah, he might have been a putz.
I didn't like him anymore.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. How you doing, ladies?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I would like to bring back the word fanny.
Oh, I like that word.
It's a Gentile way of talking about, you know,
we know.
Backside. And not just that, but, you know, it has a kind of a soft thing about it. But the other reason I would want to bring it back is that it would drive British people crazy if they came here and heard the word used commonly for that.
I have another when I was little story. My dad used to say to me, "Show me your fanny, funny Franny." And I would turn around and wiggle my butt. He still says
okay.
it.
Well,
and I'm like,
you know
bro,
why it would drive the English crazy? Is because it doesn't mean backside. It's a slang term for the front side. And I found that out the hard way once in an encounter with British...
Ew!
Temperament.
That's dirty.
That's funny.
That takes my dad's joke to a whole new meaning. Use the paper towel.
Could you imagine if there were billboards that said, you know, protect your fanny from the sun or something? With copper tone. And then British people come here and they would start laughing or they would just be incensed. I don't know.
That's good. I like it.
Anyway, my name's Nick, and that's my 2 cents for the evening. Have a great evening. Great show.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I was thinking about tallywhacker is a good one.
What does that mean?
Tallywhacker is like an old British word for penis.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tallywhacker is maybe the like most...
Gentleman of Verona,
No.
Called someone's wife a hobby horse, which is pretty good.
Tallywhacker might be the most... unattractive name for a penis in the world. Nobody? Okay. All right, have a good one, buddy.
I will.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your word?
I have two.
What are they?
Fetch. I want to bring fetch back.
You can't make fetch happen.
I can make fetch happen on the radio.
What's your other one?
Cowabunga, maybe.
Oh, I love cowabunga.
Come on. Nobody actually said that.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles said it.
Yeah, but they're not real people, Michelle.
But yeah, you can. All right.
What's your name?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. You're Pip.
Excuse me?
Pip.
What does that mean?
It means like you're cool. You're with it.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
It doesn't sound so good.
Well, I have one from when I was a kid, and I don't know, it might have been a regional thing, but when you were having an argument with somebody and you made a point, you'd finish off your statement with fake.
What?
I loved saying that.
I have never heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Face.
Basically, you're
F-A-C-E.
Saying in your
face. Yeah, in your
face.
You just say face.
Ooh. With like, you know, you have to say it with like a little contempt
face.
And
who is this?
Supremacy.
I think so. It's
just
Ted,
is this
right?
You?
Yeah, this Ted.
Ted, I do love face.
Yeah. I knew you. I could see you like throwing a beer bottle from the roof at somebody and
yeah, I've done
them
that.
And saying face.
Face. All right, that's a good one. Thanks for calling, Ted.
Okay, ciao.
No.
No.
All right, peace out.
You're on the list, though, with face.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Should I see what's happening on the comments board?
Peace out, he just said. Remember when people used to say that? Yes.
Nothing good. Nothing good at all.
Nothing good at all?
It's not Rocket. Poser. Ooh, I like Poser.
I do like Poser. Although this girl called me a poser in 10th grade, and I've never quite gotten over it. But she liked Jane's Addiction, so F her.
You don't like Jane's Addiction?
I mean,
did
no.
you back in the day?
I guess so, but I wasn't one of the girls who was like, let's listen to Jane Says and watch. What was that movie that ever... The Gift. Remember
What's
The
that?
Gift? It's like the Prairie Farrell movie that he made with his girlfriend at the time.
Oh, I never saw it. Doesn't people say... Never mind.
What?
Who was telling me about an ad there was somewhere about Perry Farrell saying, come to Perry Farrell's house for an
orgy.
No AIDS allowed?
Yeah. Someone upstairs was talking about that.
I like it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, I'm on the radio? Oh, my gosh. Wait, let me turn my radio off. Wait, hold on.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, okay, it's off. Hi.
Hi.
My rabbits, and I thought, how are you guys tonight?
What?
How are you guys? Wait, let me turn. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, much better.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I hate speaker. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, so you're, that guy was saying Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was thinking, like, there's a term that's called Calipigian.
What is that?
Hear it?
No.
It's the same term, but it's, like, more educated. I mean, it's not, like, Fanny. It's look it up. It's a term for someone's butt.
All right.
Luckily, we don't know it. Ooh, we have so many likes.
You know what the cool thing is? If we had the internet, we can, like, find it on that.
Yeah, but this is a live radio show, so I don't think that would be good radio.
No, it wouldn't be. But you know what? Your show is the best.
Thanks.
I don't care.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Bye.
201-209-9368. You are making me so angry right now.
What? I'm looking at our comments. Someone called us hot librarians. Yeah. The hot librarians want you to shut up, weirdo. Oh, and here's the guy who I matched on Tinder. Don't remember him. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is words we should bring back. Hi, you're on the radio.
Phony baloney. You're a phony baloney.
You're a phony baloney.
I am not a phony baloney.
All right,
hang up on that poser.
Face! Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, good show. It's Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Two words I want to bring back. Troglodyte, which means a cave dweller.
Okay.
And then, kind of got me thinking this one after you said rapscallion, but I like cat. He's such a cat.
Oh, yeah. Like, people used to say that. All right. Thanks for calling, pal.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Have a good one.
Get in the game.
What? I was just doodling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Earlier, you told that guy he should be ashamed of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why? What did he do?
I think he had his phone on speaker.
Oh, yeah. That was a joke, by the way, but yes.
Oh, no, that's fine if it's a joke or not, but when I want to tell someone they should be ashamed, I like to just say for shame.
Oh, for shame. That's a good one.
Ooh, that is a good one. What's your name, buddy?
I'm Alex.
Alex, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
All right, thank you.
I don't have much room on our paper because our lips are so luscious.
When someone safe calls, I'm going to go use the bathroom because I drank 3 glasses of water before the show.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, quick phrase. Like, I don't know if anyone heard it. In like Flynn, that's the one I want to bring back.
I've never heard that before.
I've heard it before.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, have a good one. No idea what that means. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got 2 words.
Okay.
To bring back, I guess.
Okay, go.
Well, one of them is like a phrase.
Yeah, that's fine.
Served.
You got served.
I feel like I gotta bring that back.
That's like a funny one.
Hot rap battles. You got served.
You got served.
And the other one would be Momo.
What does that mean again?
Momo. It's like someone who's stupid.
It's like what?
It's like someone who's like stupid. So like Momo. Like you're a Momo, dude.
Dude. All right, thanks.
I use it all the time, but I don't know. It'd be cool to see other people using it.
All right, try and bring it back.
I try all the time.
All right, good luck with that.
Thanks, have a good time.
Have a good one.
You got served.
I'm picking out my birthday bouquet.
What?
From Mr. Johnny.
How does he have so much money to send beautiful flowers all the time?
Who cares? I accept.
What are you picking?
The calla lilies.
I'll take some orchids, please.
No. He didn't send a page with orchids. He sent a page with lilies.
Don't yell at me.
There's a bouquet called Hot Pink Magic.
Sexy.
I ordered the one called White Calla Lilies. Maybe I should have ordered Hot Pink Magic. That sounds more exciting.
Do you like to show people your Hot Pink Magic?
I could use some Hot Pink Magic action on my birthday, you know?
I know.
Wait, Robin has a good one.
She always has good ones.
Like a boss.
People still say that.
Well, people still say all of these.
Not all of them.
Just Ted just said, just saw the photo. Jesus H. Christ, Michelle's hair is fantabulous.
Thank you.
Let's see. Is it that good?
Is it?
It's pretty damn good, usually. What? There's an Instagram called Shut Up Weirdo? Whose Instagram is that?
How do you know?
So they just liked our photo. Bastards.
I don't see that.
There's someone named Allison who has a Instagram called Shut Up Weirdo.
Weird.
How dare she? She needs to get the hell out of here.
She just liked your picture. Be nice.
Oh. Do you think it's because she likes our show or because they have... Oh, someone just told me to pay attention to the show.
Was it Ken?
No. I don't know who it was.
You got served.
Face. What's up? Hey, what's up?
It's
you're on
so
the air.
Horrible.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I had a couple. One of them would be fat cats.
What does that mean?
Fat cats are like really rich people, like on Wall Street, who wear top hats, and like on the guy in Monopoly, he'd be a
Okay.
And do you ever hear anybody say, because you said before, Holy Mary, Mother of God, and my mom always used to say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Yeah, my aunts all say that. I like that.
Did you ever hear Ave Maria, Purissima, Bendigo, Nos y Salvanos?
Yeah, I feel like I have heard that.
Okay. Should we? I don't know if you want to bring that back.
Do you want to pray?
No, I don't want to pray on the radio.
Okay. Oh, well.
But thank you. Well, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have one term and one word.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, so the term, I guess, is when you would tell someone to go suck an egg.
I love that.
Yeah, I always thought that was a good one, and I can't believe that people don't say it anymore. And the word is when, you know, like your friend's little brother follows you around and you call him a Herb.
Herb is good, too.
All right.
Those are both good. Thanks.
What's
for
your name, sister?
Desiree.
What? Desiree, that is a sexy name.
Thank you. I'll tell my mom.
All right.
I'll tell my mom. Thanks. Have a good one.
I went to a party last week and I met another girl named Michelle. Mm-hmm. And our friends introduced us, and my friend Dave was like, Michelle, this is Michelle. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you. One L or two? And she was like, two L's. And I was like, oh, one L. And she was like, oh, that's the slutty one.
She said that out loud? Are you guys best friends now? Because you should be.
I was like, that's amazing. No one's ever said
you
that.
You were like, I love you. Right? Yes. It's like when I walked into the doctor's office yesterday to get my eye checked, he's like, he walks in and he's like, hey, how are you? And I say, good, how are you? And he said, generally miserable, but I say good just to be polite. And I was like, I love you. I love you. It was beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Get out of town.
Suck an egg.
Face!
You will not get me to say...
What's that?
I will... How can you do that to yourself? It's so humiliating.
Look, I've already done plenty of things this year that are humiliating.
Good point.
All right, buddy. Hey, wait, what?
Am I on the radio?
Kind of.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Only a little bit.
Okay, what's up, hot nerds?
What's up, hot nerd?
So, yeah, I want to bring Get Right Out of Town back.
All right.
And also selfie.
I like to...
That hasn't gone anywhere.
Nobody says selfie. I've never heard anyone say it except you.
Ever.
Yeah.
You're so cute posting your selfie and getting likes. It's so cute. I love it.
Thanks, buddy.
You almost sound like... real teenagers or something.
We are real teenagers.
Yeah, 38-year-old
like
teenagers.
Horrible.
We're 40-year-old teenagers.
I love your glasses.
Aw, thanks.
You should come. You should stick around for the movie.
We gotta go.
Huh?
We both have plans.
Yeah, cancel them.
No, we can't. We're busy.
You could be my dates.
No, thank you.
Oh, sorry. I came on too strong again.
Yeah, a little bit. We all appreciate right. The offer, though.
I'll just slink away my tail between my legs.
Aw.
Aw.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Robin says, excellent.
I do like excellent.
Or how's it hanging?
That's gross. That's always grossed me out. And it grosses me out when people answer or whatever they say. It's gross.
What's up?
No, stop doing it. It's so gross. It's so gross, dude. Seriously, though.
It's so funny.
Does it feel good?
It feels good. Let it out.
I can't. I'm too
Come
embarrassed.
Come on, do it.
I'm too subconscious.
Nobody's going to judge you. They're all way weirder than you are. Come on.
I can't do it.
Come on,
Look,
do
I'm
it,
I'm freaking
Michelle.
Out right now. I'm going to have a panic
Just close your
attack.
Eyes and pretend you're not on the radio.
I don't want to.
And you're in your bedroom alone and you really just want to try it.
I'm going to try
What's
it. Why do you have to look ugly when you do it?
Because you have to look ugly when you do it because you have to open your mouth and be gross like that.
I don't
Come on, do it.
I'm too embarrassed.
I won't look. What if I don't look?
I'm too embarrassed. I can't do it.
What if you do it away from the mic?
No, I can't.
Damn it. Hi, you're on the radio.
I've got a few.
Okay.
For instance, I've been trying to do more things, toot sweet, and requesting more things, toot sweet.
Toot sweet is gross.
As in, Javier, you should call shit a burrito, too sweet.
Stop saying it.
So yucky.
What's yucky about too sweet?
Stop it.
Very quickly.
He really sounds like a 1-800 operator now. Every time I hear his voice, it's all I remember.
Oh,
man. That was one
man.
Of my crowning moments.
It was a good one.
Also, if I don't like someone, I've taken to telling them to chew the root.
I've never heard
chew
that.
Chew the who?
Chew the roots.
Never
As
heard
in
that.
Anderson Cooper, I hear he chews the roots.
Roots?
Roots.
Roots or roofs?
Roots. Like the root on a tree.
Chew root. The roots?
Chew the root. It's a, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but it's a, you know, like.
What?
Fellatio.
Oh, I see.
It's a way of suggesting fellatio.
Ew, that's so gross.
In an offensive way.
But that's not that's, even sexy.
No, that's yucky.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be yucky. That's, it's you know, it's a mean thing to say.
It's not nice.
Not nice. And my last one, and my wife hates when I do this, is robble robble. Like, if I take the last potato chip, I'll say robble robble, as the hamburger would say.
I would punch you in the face.
I would divorce you.
Divorce you.
I also like to use robble robble as like an affirmation. Like back in the 90s, people would say true, and I'd be like robble robble.
This so is dorky. Awful. I like it.
Have a good one.
You too.
Love you.
Remember when people used to say true?
I say it all the time.
Ugh.
I got my mom to say it. Me and my brother go true.
I don't like it either.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up?
I don't pretty much said this enough, but the word swell. Say like that's
oh, that's swell. Swell.
That's cute.
How was your show tonight, swell?
Or golly. I don't really hear golly too often either.
Golly?
Golly, you know, golly gee, good golly.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. I like that
you
one.
You watch a lot of 60s TV series, you would have heard them talking like that a lot.
Yep.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Evening. I always liked cheddar as a term for money.
Oh, my God.
We just looked at each other as soon as you said hello.
Like, who are you?
Like my name's Alex. I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
Dibs.
Are you seriously hot? You should know the answer to that question.
Radio voices, real face voices. You never know.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I rarely feel it.
I almost can't breathe.
I also like a rake as a term for like a roguish sword, you know?
Say sword again.
Just talk.
I got a phone book somewhere. No, I don't. It's your show.
Oh my
God, you all should carry on.
Say my name.
Wait, no. Say my name.
Wait, no.
Actually, I don't know your name. I just found you all in the dial.
Say Michelle.
Michelle.
Say Frangry, but say it like you're sexy.
Like Frangry.
Oh! Breathe.
Say, I'd really like to buy you a pizza.
A pizza? Can you get to Brooklyn?
Can you just say I love you, please?
I'm feeling like I'm being used now.
Yeah, you are.
All right, we like you. You should call again next week.
With no clothes on.
It'll be my birthday, maybe. You know.
Your birthday?
Yeah, it'll be my birthday show.
Yeah.
Are you
night,
on
ladies.
Tinder? Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Mrs. Peanuts. I would like to buy you a ticket for the circus.
Hi, call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is words we should bring back. Words or phrases we should bring back. Again, the number is 201-209-9368, or you can join our comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I think the term duty head should make a big comeback.
I don't.
Come on. I don't mean this as any offense, but you're acting like a duty head.
Ugh.
Yeah, duty head.
Okay.
It makes the argument just invalid.
No, it makes you want to punch whoever said it.
All right, you can punch me.
All right, have a good one. Everyone on the comments board is talking about, quote-unquote, light in the loafers. What does that mean?
Homosexual.
Is that what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Homosexual.
Hi. Willy-nilly.
Wait, what does that one mean?
It's like if you're at work and you have to explain or defend a policy, it's like, we don't just make decisions around here willy-nilly.
Dude.
I
like the sentence you made for it. That context was well done.
Well, it happened to me.
Oh, someone said that to you? Did you laugh?
No, I was selling antique light fixtures, and because I was talking about all these old-fashioned things, I think I just started talking to the customer like that.
Wait, you said it? I thought someone said it to you. You ought to be ashamed.
For shame.
Also, I liked Twas with an apostrophe before it. Like, did you see the sunrise this morning? Twas amazing.
Twas is pretty.
Yeah, I like that one.
What's your name?
Poetic.
What's your name?
Julie.
Julie, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girl, did anybody say hoochie mama?
No, but thank you for calling.
Hoochie mama, what?
Oh, I'm into it. You're good at this.
Girl.
All right, have a good one.
I will.
Oh, wow. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, girls. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. So I have one. How about what's cooking?
What's cooking?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. It's all right.
How about snappy? Like your shows are snappy?
All right, that's okay also.
All right, have a good one. Someone commented on our photo, hot for teacher. Come on, it's funny.
On my trip, Phil said, that's a real coinky dink.
No, he didn't.
And then and everyone in the car went silent. And then he was like, guys, I just really want to apologize for that.
As he should.
And he couldn't believe he said it. And we were all like, quiet. It was really weird.
Did you guys have a good road trip?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was really fun. Coinky dink. No one needs to bring that back.
No, that should not be brought back. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Keith again. I want to bring back in the weeds, like you're overwhelmed. Like, how's your workday going? Oh, dude, I'm totally in the weeds.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
What's your name?
Keith.
Keith?
K-E-I-T-H.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
All righty.
Have a good one. You too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I would like to propose the word raunch.
Like raunchy?
Yeah. I used to say raunch. Like if somebody was nasty, you'd just be like, ew, they're raunch.
Ew. I don't like it.
I kind of like it.
I mean, I say raunchy.
it's raunchy, you know? It's kind of, it gets it out there, you know? She's nasty. He's nasty. Raunch.
What about flip side?
Ooh, flips, that's a good one, too. I actually use that still.
See you on the flip side?
Yeah.
See you on the flip. Actually, it's like flip more. Just see you on the flip.
See you on the flip.
I like it when dudes, all dudes all right. do this. When they hang up the phone, they go late.
Instead Not all dudes. Raunch.
Instead of later, they're like late.
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 All right, have a good one.
All right, peace.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how about these nuts? Has anyone said that yet?
No, no one has said these nuts yet. Ever on our show, ever.
Oh.
I can't believe it either, and I love it that a girl's calling in to say it.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey guys,
these nuts.
These nuts.
Yeah.
She was really asking. It? She really wanted to know if maybe that was a good one.
That is a good one.
Oh, okay.
What's your name, sister?
Huh?
What's your name, sister?
Jenny.
Jenny. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
Cute.
That's the name I give it a bar.
Jenny? You give it a bar when what?
When I'm not into the guy that's asking me my name.
People ask you your name at bars?
Yeah. Or maybe when I was in my 20s.
Must be nice.
It's been 10 years.
And you say Jenny?
I used to say Jenny. I guess it hasn't happened in a long time.
When I used to want to do terrible things, I used to tell people my name was Roxanna. That was like my alter ego name.
Wow, that does sound like a girl you don't want to mess
Nothing
with.
But trouble.
What about Michelle with one L? That's a slut way of spelling it.
That's the slutty one.
That's
that's
good.
The slutty one.
I love that. Hi, you're so on the radio. Like, I wish I said it. You're on the radio.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yay!
I've got a word and a phrase.
Let's hear it.
The word is hirsute.
What is it?
Hirsute.
What does that mean?
H-I-R-S-U-T-E. It means hairy. It means that somebody that's hairy is hirsute.
I like that.
The other one, the phrase is toe-headed for somebody who's blonde. They're toe-headed.
What? I've never heard that in my life.
You never heard of either of them. I'm surprised.
No. Billy Jam just said on our comments board, I approve these nuts.
Of course he does.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies?
Hey, what's up, The Voice?
Well, who was this guy you were talking to a couple minutes ago?
Just much.
Oh, yeah, you got competition, buddy.
I see. I just got in the car, left the bar, happy hour, and I hear this. All right. See how it is.
So what's up?
Not much. I'm voting for D's Nuts. I think that was a good call.
You like that one?
That's a good one. I just put my vote in tonight. I couldn't think of anything in the last 30 seconds.
All right. Have a good one.
Late.
Did you hear him say late?
I heard him say late.
I love it. Into it.
201-209-9368.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Use Danes wanna bump uglies?
Ew, absolutely not.
I've never liked that, ever. It's
always... First of all, my situation is not ugly.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And I don't want to...
Of course.
And I don't want to bump it with against anyone's ugly.
No.
I want to bump it against another beautiful.
Yeah. Let's bumping nice. Beauties.
Gams. Yeah. We want to bump beauties.
You like gams?
Gams? Legs?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't like that one. What? It makes them sound long.
And like equestrian.
Yeah. I like gams. I'll take that one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
10 minutes left. Not even.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Waka Waka, it's Bennett.
Waka Waka. What's up,
Bennett? Thanks for that giant bottle of vodka. It made my year.
It's our marathon bottle.
That has your name on it.
I will assume that is my birthday present.
You could count it as that, or maybe something else will come. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be lovely. I love birthday presents.
Just throwing
that out there for everyone to hear.
So, I've called so many times, but you know what? Every time I call, I still get the heebie-jeebies.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Cold feet.
Heebie-jeebies.
Jitters.
I like cold feet.
Oh, by the way, I'm across the street at City Diner. I'm having my dinner, because I'm going over to 7 Second Delay later.
They have delicious french fries there.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that stuff. I didn't want to eat any fried food.
We're not staying. We're not staying. We have to go.
So anyway, guess who walks in? The Big Cheese walks in.
Who? Breckman?
Nope.
Who's
the
that?
Big Cheese. The
Friedman.
Boss, the boss man.
Ken Friedman.
Ken Friedman.
Who
walks
is he
in.
Doing over there?
Ken Friedman.
What'd he get?
I don't know. He's sitting down with somebody. I didn't speak to him. I just said
a woman.
Hi.
A woman.
No, a man. Some dude.
Breckman.
Is it Andy Breckman?
No, not Breckman. No, I don't know where he is.
What does the guy look like?
This shorter guy, shorter than Ken. I think he's a little balding. Maybe I'm not sure. Didn't get a good look.
I think you should go get a good look and
report. You want me to stand up? I'll stand up and look.
Yeah.
Stand up and look.
Well, why don't you go hand your phone to Ken?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
okay,
go.
I don't see where he is. I don't see him.
No. Go give him your phone
right
now.
Go hand your phone to Ken.
Go give my phone to Ken?
Yes.
All right.
Tell
Hold
him
on
a lady. Some ladies need to talk to
Immediately.
Him.
All right. Well, I can't find him.
No.
Go look.
He walked right past
You can't
me.
Miss
he
him. He's the only silver-haired dude there.
He walked out the back door. He's not here. He walked past me. He must have left out the back door.
You're worthless.
There's no upstairs here.
All right, bye. Have a good one.
Useless.
No, wait. Hold on.
No.
Do you want to know what a bad date used to be called?
Yes.
A flat tire.
All right.
Flat tire.
That's
and you
pretty
know what? You want to know what you girls are?
What?
The cat's pajamas.
We're the bee's knees.
Yeah.
The bee's knees. I love it. The cat's pajamas.
All right. Have a good one.
I'm not going to see you. You're not going to be around.
Okay.
But maybe I'll see you on the street corner because I'll be hanging out like a drugstore cowboy.
All right. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about Brugham ears?
What does that mean?
Remember Nirvana?
Yeah.
Cobain said it. I'm so ugly, so are you. Brugham ears. I used to hear that like from folks that were like born in the 50s. They would say Brugham ears.
I never knew that's what he said.
I don't think that's what he
I'm
said.
Yeah, I'm so ugly, so are you. Brugham ears.
No,
that's
I don't
not
think that's what
he
says. Said.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna look it up.
And I got another one. This is an old one. It's kind of raunchy, but it's Who Beast.
What? Mm-hmm. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, it's Jimmy Chongatobi. Happy holidays.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh. What's up, Jimmy Chonga?
How about Kiss My Grits?
I do like Kiss My Grits. That's cute.
I figured it hasn't been said, and it just popped into my head, so there's that.
All right, have a good one.
Good night.
That Instagram he posted was funny.
He posted an Instagram?
Yeah, I added you at it. You saw it where he was talking to his girlfriend about the chimichanga.
No, didn't I send that to you? He emailed it to me.
Well, he posted it on his Instagram. And
oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Knocking boots, throwing to the max, drinking suds, smoking the Buddha.
Smoking the Buddha. Remember that Jodeci song, Knocking the Boots?
Yeah.
That song's awesome.
I like bump and grind.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. Knocking the boots all night long.
Yep. Let's play that while we...
All right, have a good one.
Tune out.
What, bump and grind?
No. Knocking the boots.
Oh.
201-209-9368. You have a few minutes left to win a t-shirt. Who's winning?
Okay, we have Ryan with Waza.
Ugh.
Just Ted with Face. Alex with For Shame. And Keith with In the Weeds.
Which one are you going to... I already know which one. It's the first one, right?
Yeah, I love that one.
What am I... I know... You know what I don't
which
like?
Which one do you like?
You know why I don't like myself? Because I know I can't do it right now on the radio, and I know when I get home tonight, I'm going to be in my bedroom saying that out loud to myself. Because I bet it feels good.
It feels great. What did you want me to play?
You don't have to play it.
Oh. Well, now I want to play Bump and Grind.
Okay.
Can we?
Yeah. Tell me when.
No.
That would have been fun if we could have talked to station manager Ken.
But my body's telling me it hurts, baby.
Ooh, it has the words so I can sing along.
Oh, sing.
Hold on.
Is this R. Kelly?
Yeah.
But there is must confess.
Maybe that Brooklyn guy will call back and sing this to us.
to you. Ooh, that'd be nice.
Nothing wrong.
This song is good.
All right.
Beautiful song.
I'll put it on low.
Yeah, let's have it in the background while we answer calls.
Bed music.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Why not?
Yeah. So into
I think
it.
We should bring back filet mignon.
Hey! Hey, that's not nice.
Let's book.
Oh.
To get out of somewhere.
I thought he said
she
let's.
She totally dropped you on that one.
Let's book.
Or we could end the grind with Gee Willikers.
Gee Willikers.
All right, have a good one.
You're loving this song, huh?
I can't even listen to the calls. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Break Caesar's Ghost.
I like that one.
What does it mean?
Like, oh my gosh, right?
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Yeah, pretty much exclamations of,
surprise and shock.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. All right, have a good one. I like that guy's delivery. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much exclamation.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, all right, I got a couple for you. Mary Jane used to be, marijuana used to be called Mary Jane.
Yep. People still call it that.
Go-Go Bar.
What?
Go-Go Bar.
They're now called gentlemen clubs. It's really stupid.
Or strip clubs.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good one.
We had to go soon.
Now?
One more call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Heebie-jeebies.
Someone said heebie-jeebies.
Hi, you're on the radio. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Who wins?
Awesome!
So yucky.
My new Tinder boyfriend Ryan wins the t-shirt. Ryan, email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. If you're anything over a large, I will not go out with you. Just kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. I'm not going out with you anyway.
Face.
Seriously though, we'll send you a t-shirt. That wasn't just a ploy to get your address or anything. We are gonna egg your house though.
Hell yeah. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Destructive impulses, antisocial behavior, and malevolent mind control. The station is often described as freeform. What does that mean?
Coochie coochie.
Well, how does FMU finance itself?
Coochie coochie coo.
Well, what happens when somebody comes to you and says, that other guy is playing the worst music I have ever heard?
Coochie coochie coo.
So what do you see as the future of WFMU?
Corn weenie, you know, like a corn dog. All right, we'll begin again. And remember, corn weenie. Say it.
FM.
Say it.
WFM.
Say it.
WFMU.
I think you've got it now.
People were crazy tonight.
Well, someone needs to call us.
Juice it! gentlemen. Bug on out. Go on a mission.
Everybody say juicy.
Here.
So give us the juice.
Party people, get dope and funky.
Everybody say juice it up, juice it up. Say juice it up, juice it up. Say juice it up, juice it up.
Juice it.
So we can hear you all debating. Sack shooters,
Honda scooters,
rolling moolahs
under trees.
We're making trouble
on the double,
cause it's the 80s. Sack shooter.
Yo, check this out.
Sack shooter.
Hey,
sex is what it's all about. Sack shooter.
Nah, not being a teen.
Sack shooter. Oh yeah, sex is what I mean.
It's a tale.
Oh, what the hell.
S-E-X
is how it's spelled.
I got a hunch.
It's your
your thing.
It's got a smell.
It's a shame, not a game,
that we didn't know your name. But you still at your wheel, gave it up. Now who's to blame? MCB,
TFS,
Ronald Reagan. Who's your guest? Like Jesse James, we ran a train, so keep us out of your mess. Sex shooter.
Yeah, check this out.
Sex shooter. Sex is what it's all about. Sex shooter.
Crew.
It's so damn sweet.
So toot your tooter.
To Bermuda.
We will always
be sex shooters. Up to par. Yes, we are. Riding in your girlfriend's car. We took her home. In your broom. Beamed her up and now we're gone. Sex shooter.
Yeah, yeah, check this out.
Sex shooter. Let me tell you something. Sex is what it's all about. Sex shooter.
Nah, not being obscene.
Sex shooter. That's right. Sex is what I mean.
The crew is great.
And nothing less.
Can we help
you get undressed?
Undo your hair.
We don't care.
Sit your booty
in that chair. Remove your shoes to the groove. Sex shooter is not the